Hey there, 2022年想要给自己创造一个融入生活里的英语环境吗？欢迎来到通勤学英语 Podcast， 每日带你提升英语力。我们每日都有新的单集陪着你，利用通勤、喝咖啡或等人的时间，一起跟着我 John 老师一起朗读与跟读世界时事趣闻，让英语融入你的生活。想要加强复习，只要点开单集简介 Show Notes， 就会有逐字稿陪你一起学习。Are you ready for your daily English shadowing?Let's get started.
Unequal toll from climate change's effects. India has contributed little to climate change. Home to 18% of the world's population, it has emitted just 3% of planet-warming greenhouse gases. But India is suffering from climate change.Over the past 3 months, a heat wave has devastated North India and neighboring Pakistan. Temperatures surpassed 43.33 degrees Celsius. It is so hot that overheated birds fell out of the sky in Gurgaon, India, and a historic bridge in northern Pakistan collapsed after melting snow and ice at a glacial lake released a torrent of water.Scientists say global warming almost certainly played a role in the heat wave. And rising temperatures stand to make unusually hotter weather more common, not just in India and Pakistan, but around the world, including in the US. Indians have responded by staying indoors as much as possible, particularly during the afternoon hours.The government has encouraged this, pushing schools to close early and businesses to shift work schedules. The measures have kept down deaths, with fewer than 100 recorded so far, an improvement from heat waves years ago that killed thousands. But these measures have costs. School time is cut short, so students learn less. People do not travel to their jobs, so work is less productive.The heat kept some farmers inside and stunted harvests, so crop yields fell and the global food prices increased. Social life is disrupted. The situation could be likened to the mixed effects of COVID lockdowns. Measures for adapting to climate change can help prevent the worst health outcomes, but they come with real costs. We are saving lives, but then livelihoods are lost, said Roxy Cole,a climate scientist in India. The geography of poor countries, many are close to the equator, is not the only reason climate change is such a burden for them. Poverty is another factor, leaving them with fewer resources to adapt. There is a paradox to climate crisis. Because India never fully industrialized, it has not released as many greenhouse gases as the US,European nations and other rich countries. But because it has not industrialized, it also has fewer resources to adapt than the richer polluting nations. There's a cycle here. To adapt, countries have to adopt modern technologies. But since these technologies often require planet-warming oil and coal, their use aggravates climate change and consequently extreme weather.
Thanks for tuning in.记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送，也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15mins.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 Improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。